When the Starting Cannon launches this year's Sydney to Hobart yacht race, many will be thinking of the disaster that struck the Bluewater Classic 20 years ago. Six lives were lost, and more than 50 sailors had to be rescued from mountainous seas, and it was the people of Eden, the last safe port on the New South Wales south coast, who came to the aid of the battered fleet. Two decades on, residents are reflecting on the events of that race, as Vanessa Milton reports.
As night fell on the second day of the 1998 Sydney to Hobart yacht race, the VHF emergency channel jammed with distress calls.
There was a terrible lot of screaming. You could hear desperation and panic in the back of their voice.
Barry Griffiths was the district commander of Eden Volunteer Coastal Patrol. He was on duty for 32 hours, manning the emergency radio frequencies as yachts were battered by 50-knot winds and 8-metre waves.
Some we couldn't hear because of the wind, and some of you just talking to them and the radio went dead. But you feel so helpless when all you can do is talk to them and hope that you're getting through.
Mayday start raining out on the radio and it looks like our people is dying out there, and we can't really sit here and just listen to them die, so we have to do something.
Ollie Hansen was the skipper of the wooden fishing trawler Josephine Jean. He and his two deckhands battled mountainous seas to save the crew of the sinking yacht Mian Tinta in a rescue that took 19 hours.
Put it that way, if that people was not in trouble, we have not went out there for fun, not at all.
Close to two dozen yachts and their shell-shocked crews sought shelter in Eden. Kari Esplin was one of hundreds of residents who came to their aid.
We went down to the wharf probably three times that night. We just kept going down with trays of sandwiches and refilling thermoses of coffee, and we just saw bedraggled, bewildered people. We had two boatloads come home to us, so we had about 16 people on our family room floor, and we had the crew of one boat stay with us for 5 days.
We had the whole breakwater wharf with trucks and yachts. There wasn't any much more room for the amount of yachts we had there.
Crane operator Chris Timms spent days lifting stricken yachts out of the water.
B-52 was nearly broken in half when they got her in here. We had to make special cradles up to lift her out. One of the worst ones was business boats. He'd been out for a while, and then that was probably the saddest one, where two people had died on it.
Tasmanian yacht Business Post Naiad drifted in rough seas for days, with the bodies of Bruce Guy and Phil Skeggs aboard, before it was finally towed into Eden.
The insurance people had nowhere to put it, so I took it home with me, and that's where we dismantled it. It was a big job, sad, because all their personal belongings were on board, and Phil Skeggs, the youngest one who drowned on it, he'd bought two nice key rings with his children's names on it. I sent them off to Tassie to his wife.
That's crane operator Chris Timms, ending that report by Vanessa Milton.